Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very important worldwide transmission. Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Stay with us. Massive, important, breaking news. We have launched our own information warfare psyop against the globalist, and all of you need to be involved in this fight and in the information we're going to be rolling out here. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Sheen did write the piece that you see up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, and I suggest you go grab it off the site and mirror it on your blog or website or Facebook or MySpace, because we've got record server load on our CDNs, and I've got the two great IT guys in there doing a fabulous job trying to keep the sites up. So get the information, get it out to everybody. This is only the beginning of a larger operation. This is only the beginning. Coming up later today, Charlie Sheen here on air with us. Then there is a video interview I conducted with Charlie Sheen that's coming up in the next few days. And then another interview live on air with Charlie Sheen coming up as well. Why write a story where you have Charlie Sheen meeting with President Barack Obama? That is the whole point. This was the only way, and this was Charlie's idea. Completely his brainchild, and I think it's genius, was to write it as if they had the meeting with a little disclaimer at the bottom so that the media couldn't come twist or spin the radio interviews. That's why the text, the article, comes first, so that everyone is forced in mainstream media to look at the 20 bullet points that in the article he hands to President Barack Obama. That's why the radio interview is coming after we published today the article. Now, Charlie Sheen is formally asking to meet with President Barack Obama, and he's also asking other prominent people in government, in media, in academia. He's asking We Are Change. He's asking 9/11 Truth. He's asking the libertarians that are one of the largest contingents at all the different Tea Parties and town hall events to go to press conferences, to go to events, and to bring up 9/11 Truth and false flag, stage terror, false inflicted wounds, self-inflicted wounds, false flag terror. You see all these massive national hit pieces taking place against 9/11 Truth. That's being done because the establishment is scared of the fact that the public worldwide, not just in the United States, is discovering that most terror is completely staged or provocateur. And there is no way the globalists are going to be able to set up their new world order without staging more terror attacks. And so now it is essential that we expand and redouble our efforts in 9/11 Truth so that we take the tool of staged terror and break it in front of the faces, right in front of the New World Order. As Webster Tarpley said at the 2006 live C-SPAN event that we put on, that then C-SPAN taped and aired, that public event we had. Now I'm going to break all this down when we get back. Charlie Sheen coming up, but more extensive interviews throughout the week and video. And we're going to go over the article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up. Please get this story out viral to everyone and his piece, 20 Minutes with the President, that holds the most damning evidence proving 9/11 was an inside job.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay,
do
we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And a half as we develop this information warfare ICBM in the fight to expose government-sponsored false flag staged terror, I was chomping at the bit to even let my own staff and crew know the details. And then the last few days, we posted the YouTube video and the little article, huge announcement coming tomorrow to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I have just so wanted this moment to come to be able to break all this down, but by the very nature of what we're doing, it had to wait until the piece was launched. Now, Charlie's idea was, how do I write something that forces the mainstream media to look at the facts and the text and a bibliography exposing the fact that the 9/11 Commission, six of the 10 members, 60%, and two of their councils out of five, have come out on record stating that the entire commission was a fraud and a lie, and that the Pentagon was deliberately deceiving them, and that Bush was deliberately deceiving them, and the entire thing was, quote, a cover-up, in the words of one of the commission members. We're going to be going over those quotes today. The controlled corporate press just continues to act like it's a conspiracy theory to question 9/11 when six of the 10 members of the commission appointed by Bush said it was a cover-up and a lie. Well, you do that by publishing an article that puts it into context of the president being face-to-face questioned about these issues. And then in the piece, Charlie gives him the folders that have the research, that have the material, that have the facts, that have the proof. So that people who have never actually looked at the evidence 9/11 Truth has can discover where we're really coming from and really look at the evidence. And that's why I spent two trips to Los Angeles writing this with Charlie. He really wrote about 90% of it. I was just there consulting on the data and the info. And that's why I have spent so much time preparing for what we're now doing. Because Charlie knows when he went public in 2006, he knew he was going to be attacked. And he had Bill O'Reilly and others go on TV and threaten him and basically say, you're going to end up in the East River. He had all sorts of stuff go on behind the scenes. Remember, I told you I couldn't talk about what was happening with Mark Cuban and why he backed out of Loose Change Final Cut. Later it came out that the Securities and Exchange Commission member called him and threatened him not to be involved and then sent him an email saying, we're coming after you, you 9/11 kook, for what you've done. We're coming after you criminally. They then indicted him for insider trading on some tiny trade for a guy worth $4 or $5 billion, you know, some trade of like $800,000 that it came out was completely above board and kosher. But this is the type of black ops we deal with, ladies and gentlemen, just trying to put that movie in theaters. And when people ask you to have things off record, that's what you have to do when you work as a journalist and as a filmmaker and as somebody in the media. People are like, oh, ha, ha, you know. The Loose Change Final Cut didn't end up in theaters. The anti-9/11 truthers cheered. People that are jealous of the work we do that claim they're 9/11 truthers cheered, which is pathetic because none of us have a future, any future, if we don't expose false flag terror, because that's the foundation of the police state and the wars and the entire technological control grid, the enslavement system, the dehumanization control grid that is being put into place. I mean, Charlie's a guy that makes $20 million a year. Charlie's a guy that has a lot to lose. Charlie's a guy who's had people threaten him and tell him to shut up and tell him that he's going to be thrown to the wolves. But because people resonated with his courage in 2006, and because we now have a new president, Charlie believes we have another shot at forcing this issue into the mainstream debate. Because if it's forced into the mainstream debate, I mean, we're risking our lives, our names, our treasure, everything doing this, especially Charlie. If we can force it out into the national debate that's in his 20 Minutes with the President piece, where six of the 10 9/11 commission members are saying the whole thing was a lie and a fraud and the government was covering up and it was a cover-up. If we can do that, it strikes one of the biggest single blows ever against this technological scientific dictatorship that we're all living under and living in. Charlie probably spent conservatively 200 hours on 20 Minutes with the President. Just the 6 days I was there, two different trips working with him on this, we worked from sunup until 2, 3, 4 in the morning one night, going over the facts, going over the evidence, going over the research, to put this together and to make it have enough flavor in it, in the context of a meeting with him and the president that he would like to happen, that the media would grab it and run with it. And so we're on the front lines, especially Charlie Sheen, so pray for us. And realize that this letter is only the opening salvo of what's going to be happening in the next month. That's all I can say. And in the fullness of time, Any questions you have will be answered. But if you listen to the little video piece, the two-minute piece we put out on YouTube yesterday, titled Huge Announcement Coming Tomorrow to InfoWars and Prison Planet, I explained that what's coming in the morning is only the beginning. And so I'm asking everyone to get the article, to get the story, the report, 20 Minutes with the President by Charlie Sheen, and to email it, to fax it to all major media, to post it all over the Internet, all over the entire web, to email it to your local news talk stations, to print copies of it up, to bring it into your high school students, to bring it into your college students, to bring it into work, to leave it at dental offices and hair salons. We're going to be announcing a lot more throughout the week on this, but this is only the opening salvo. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you're going to be hearing from Charlie Sheen. In 14 minutes, you're going to be hearing from Charlie Sheen right here on the air. And then he's going to be back with us, and back with us live on Friday as well. And there's a video interview that is coming out later in the week before Friday on Thursday. This is so essential. This has been thought through. I don't want to give our entire strategy away to the establishment media or the people that tune into our telephone conversations. But for anyone who's a thinking person out there, they can probably imagine how this was designed, why it was done the way it was. Bottom line, it is to get the 20 bullet points out in 20 minutes with the president. So the sight on this and the vision on this and the understanding on this is 2020. 20 points, 20 minutes with President Barack H. Obama and Charlie Sheen, star of Wall Street, Platoon, Two and a Half Men. The list goes on and on. Is asking the President of the United States to meet with him. Now, he's got the courage. He's put it all on the line. He's asking you, the listeners of this show. He came to me to do this because he said he knew that I had the most informed, most active, best people out there. And he gives a shout-out to We Are Change LA, We Are Change New York, everybody. 9/11 Truth, everybody. The activists, the Ron Paul supporters, everyone. To go to all the media events, to go to the press conferences, to go to the town hall meetings, and to bring 20 minutes with the president printed up or on a disc and to give it to people and to tell them these questions demand answers. We are demanding the truth. We are demanding that the real evidence be looked at. You know, you ever noticed all these History Channel and Discovery Channel and 60 Minutes and PBS, A&E. Have you noticed all these hit pieces? National Geographic try to only focus on the collapse of the towers and other things that are technical that they can try to whitewash and fool people who don't have a engineering background. Because if they get into all the other evidence of the commission members saying it was a fraud and a lie, or if they get into the Operation Northwoods or Gulf of Tonkin being staged, or the drills that day and NORAD being told to stand down, or if they get into the history of government-sponsored terrorism, it's over. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, a full bibliography with Charlie Sheen's 20 Minutes with the President. He is asking President Barack Hussein Obama to meet with him, but regardless, by putting this letter out in the form of a meeting between Charlie Sheen and the President, it creates the mental vision, the mental picture, the mental idea, just like the top Olympic athletes visualize something. It's not magic. They're visualizing it because what humans visualize, they build, they construct. And so by that image, the president is now confronted with the fact that he's whitewashed 9/11 and the torture and the police state and everything else is in this letter. Charlie Sheen is throwing down the gauntlet and declaring war on the lie that is 9/11 and the New World Order. We're going straight into a huge storm here, and we can be victorious if you get behind us and ride beside us. More details of this historic action straight ahead.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
All right, my IT guys just told me on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that the servers are about to go down because we have a lot of graphics, a lot of video, a lot of text up there. So I hope everybody goes to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and gets 20 minutes with the president. And Charlie Sheen requests a meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up. We're going to shut the comments off. And we may even have to go to just purely text later. The site may just go black and white with just text, maybe even just those articles up there. Because if we did that, all our problems would be solved bandwidth-wise. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I spend $25,000 to $30,000 a month on bandwidth. And we just don't have the money to go to the next level to be able to handle giant spikes like this. So our guys are doing the best possible job. We have over a million people on the sites right now at one time. Over a million people right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com together. 700,000 on InfoWars, more than 400,000 on Prison Planet. And so we're going to have to shut the comments down. That won't erase them, but it'll have to shut them down. Because that's what really generates the most bandwidth other than images. So I'm having to sit here and deal with this. This is, you know, we're not Fox or CNN with a $1 billion budget. We have a $1 million budget every year, and that barely pays for it all. I don't know, what's 12 times $25,000, $30,000 just in bandwidth? A couple hundred thousand dollars? What is it, $250,000, $300,000? Pull a calculator up, Jaron. How much? What's 12 times 25,000, not counting the two IT guys? So it's really about, it's more than that. It's easily 30,000 a month. What's 12 times 30,000? $400,000. That's where most of the money goes. That's why I have to get up here and constantly push sponsors and constantly push everything, just grubbing around trying to get the money to throw coal into this furnace on this big locomotive that I've got up at maximum speed rattling down the tracks at over 100 miles an hour on a collision course with the New World Order. So that's why I appreciate all your support. I don't know. I'm getting off into minutiae. It's just... we can launch something this big. The question is, can we keep the platform up to fully deliver the info weapon? Will our ICBM fired at the New World Order complex, it's already left the atmosphere, but will it trajectory correctly over the pole and then detonate coming back into the atmosphere, launching its MIRV payload on the lies? That is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out to every media outlet, every media group. Call every radio talk show in your area. Tell them about it. Give it to them. And say, Charlie Sheen wants to have a meeting with the president. This is the evidence in his letter he would present to him. And this, he even studied Obama, thinking what Obama would probably say in the meeting, the type of whitewash answers. We actually went and pulled up quotes of Obama and very close paraphrases to things he's actually said whitewashing 9/11. Incredible research went into this just to show how we put out the evidence, we put out the facts, and they just call it a conspiracy theory. He says to the president in the letter, Charlie Sheen does, well, what about all these 6 of the 10 commission members saying the whole thing's a fraud and a lie? And Obama says, we've got to move forward as a nation. That's exactly what they do. But this whole thing was designed and tailor-made for the media to grab a hold of it and to run with it. And we'll explain the psychology in the days to come. But the point is, this: we're on the cutting edge of engaging the New World Order. Charlie Sheen is just an amazing individual. You know, I got to know him, been in his house, I don't know, 6, 7 times over the years, staying with him, working on other projects. But now the last few meetings and the hundreds of phone calls and discussions and emails, to watch him spend day after day focused researching. The guy's like a Buddhist monk or something in a monastery just researching and focusing. You know, Charlie Sheen is not what the distorted media over the years has portrayed him as. He's a very focused, compassionate, intelligent, feeling, loving family man. He has a very big soul. And I just commend his courage. Put it all on the line with this. Well, I'm standing right beside him, and I know you are as well. We're going to come back, read these two articles, and then play part of an interview with Charlie Sheen, but he's also coming up live. Stay with us. Never before heard, Charlie Sheen, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, to go north for Russia's home. North to Alaska, to go north for Russia's home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome.
Welcome back.
Sam crossed the majestic.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are live September 8th on this Tuesday edition. Okay, let me continue to break this down. There'll be more developments throughout the show today. Let me just read this article first, and then later I'm going to read the entire 20 minutes of the president on air. Charlie Sheen requests meeting with Obama over 911 cover-up. Actor demands investigation be reopened after majority of 9/11 commission members say government lied about the official story. Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. Actor and television star Charlie Sheen has publicly requested a meeting with President Barack Obama to urge him to reopen the official investigation into 9/11. In light of the fact that the majority of the 9/11 commission members have now publicly gone on record to express their conviction that the government agreed to lie about the official story. That's a quote by the general counsel of the commission. Sheen's request takes the form of a letter to President in the context of a fictional meeting between the two entitled 20 Minutes with the President, published exclusively on radio talk show host Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. The letter cites evidence backed up by a substantial online bibliography that proves the official story behind 9/11 is a fraud, and that this conclusion was also reached by the majority of the 9/11 Commission members, a fact that mandates President Obama to reopen the investigation into the terror attacks. Sheen expressed his hope that the President, Barack Hussein Obama, will follow through on his promise of change, accountability, and government transparency by using his executive power to re-examine 9/11, adding that he voted for Obama with the understanding that he would follow a different course in the Bush administration. However, as Sheen highlights in his letter, the course of Obama's first year in office clearly indicates that he will do nothing to reverse policies crafted by the Bush regime, and in fact has sought to exceed the outrages of the previous administration in areas such as warrantless wiretapping, rendition, detention without trial, and wars in the Middle East, all of which arrived as a consequence of 9/11. Now, I was listening to what's left of Air America on XM this morning, and two different shows. Once I went to the store this morning, and one when I was driving into work, we're talking about Bush being a mass murderer for being in Iraq and Afghanistan and how he's so evil, but they're not pointing out that Obama's actually expanded that. See, it's just schizophrenic doublethink. Sheen's letter is a public declaration demanding the truth behind 9/11 as America approaches its 8th anniversary since the tragic events of that day. His questions are shared by the majority of victims of the family members of 9/11. According to Bill Doyle, representative of the largest 9/11 families group, the letter focuses around the fact that no less than 60% of the 9/11 commissioners have now publicly stated that the government agreed not to tell the truth about 9/11, that the Pentagon was engaged in deliberate deception about their response to the attack. Sheen also presents a plethora of other evidence to illustrate how the official story is a fraud, including the revelations of whistleblowers like FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, who recently broke a federal gag order to expose how bin Laden and al-Qaeda were working for the U.S. government right up until the day of 9/11. None of that's in the mainstream media, is it? But see, this, his letter puts this all out there. Folks, we're risking our lives here. I hope you understand that. But the cost is total slavery for our children if we don't, so that's why we're doing it. The issues highlighted by Sheen do not represent idle speculation or conspiracy fodder. They are documented facts that have been deliberately ignored by the straw man 9/11 truth hit pieces that are now doing the rounds again as the anniversary approaches, particularly last month's 9/11 Science of Conspiracy, which was aired by the National Geographic Channel and wasted little time in portraying people who have doubts about the 9/11 official story as extremist cranks, while failing to acknowledge that the majority of the members of the 9/11 Commission have publicly expressed similar concerns and called for a new investigation. Charlie Sheen is once again using his prominent public platform in an attempt to expand a national debate about the disturbing unanswered questions behind 9/11, having first spoken out on the issue in March of 2006 on this radio show. After he first went public, Sheen was asked to do more, and now he is doing more, as he feels there is a chance to get more traction behind a new investigation with a new president in the White House. Even if you don't believe Obama will do anything, which we don't believe really will, the issue is, it's a new president, new issue. Put it in his face at press conferences, at Nancy Pelosi's press conferences, at Republicans' press conferences. This is a revolution, a peaceful revolution of information warfare with the sword of the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is a call to arms in the info war for all good men and women that love their country and this planet and want to stop the technocrats, the scientific dictatorship, from staging more terror attacks. Sheen is directly appealing to Barack Obama to read his letter and to look into the lies surrounding 9/11 for himself. And see, that's one reason Sheen wrote the letter, as if it was a meeting between the two, knowing that that would get more attention and that President Obama will definitely see it. Regardless of whether or not President Obama agrees to meet with Sheen, Charlie is confident that his letter will serve as a catalyst from which questions surrounding 9/11 and other false flag events will be brought to national attention. This is a call to action, a declaration of war on the lies of 9/11 that have formed the foundation of the endless wars abroad and the police state at home as the Republic falls. Sheen is demanding the truth activist and those who simply care about the future of the country stand up beside him and speak truth to power. Sheen is now urging grassroots political organizations and individuals across the country, such as the Town Hall protesters and We Are Change groups, to go to press conferences and other public events and demand answers about the truth behind 9/11. As much awareness as possible around the issue of false flag terrorism needs to be generated in order to prevent tragedies like 9/11 from happening again. Sheen emphasizes that his letter, that we cannot let 9/11 become ancient history. Try to forget about it and just move on, because if a nation forgets its history, then it is doomed to repeat it. We cannot allow governments to continue to advance their political agendas by exploiting forged pretexts, argues Sheen. And the fact that big budget hit pieces against 9/11 truth are still being rolled out proves that the establishment is upset that the population is waking up to false flag terror. So the empire is struck back against 9/11 truth, as you notice. They think it's depoliticized because Bush is gone. They think we're going to go quietly into the night. They think they can go in and rewrite history again. It's not happening. Sheen will appear live on the Alex Jones Show on Wednesday and Friday to discuss the content of his 20 Minutes with the President piece and how he plans to move forward with this exciting new initiative. You can listen free to or subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch live streaming video. No matter what your views are on 9/11, Sheen is begging the thinking public to look at how many members of the 9/11 Commission itself have questioned the official story, along with scores of other highly credible former and current government officials, intelligence professionals, military officials, scientists, structural engineers and architects, and legal scholars who have all publicly denounced the fraud that continues to masquerade as the official 9/11 story. For media requests on the subject, email sheen@infowars.com. Sheen@infowars.com, and if it's legitimate real media, we will contact you back. And yes, coming up in the weeks to come, Charlie Sheen isn't just going on my show, ladies and gentlemen. He's a very private person, but he's going to be doing some media. So send those requests to us. Now, the main focus, and the reason we're not doing the full live, and we have quite a few interviews today, we're doing some coming up in a moment, is because he wants the main focus, and I agree, to be on the letter, the documentation, the bibliography. So, ladies and gentlemen, get it out to everybody. 20 Minutes with the President, reported by Charlie Sheen. And I'm going to read this in its entirety on air, coming up in the next hour, then later we'll open the phones up as well. We're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 16 minutes. But I want to play the clip from yesterday. It was a big hint to everybody I was wearing a Charlie Sheen clothing line shirt. We kind of did that as a little nod to anybody to see if anybody would pick up on it. The shirts he wears on the shows. I was given some because I requested it. And, this is a little nod to everybody, but the reason I'm going to play this is listen to how I explained yesterday that what you see today is only the beginning. And if we don't let the PSYOPs and COINTELPRO get us infighting with each other and diverted and distracted, and we move forward with this, well, it's bold, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to have a huge effect. It already is, but it's just going to get bigger and bigger if you go viral with this and you pick up the call. And this is a guy who gets paid $500,000 an episode and two or three times that in his syndicated shows. I happen to know the numbers. It's unbelievable. This is somebody putting a career worth hundreds of millions of dollars on the line. You understand? People always say, "Oh, where's Hollywood? You know, where are they? If they know, where's Bruce Willis?" Yes, my films were given to Bruce Willis. You were a director, award-winning director, Richard Linklater, without me even prompting him. He goes, "Oh, I gave your videos to Bruce Willis when he was here in Austin," and then he sent me Bruce Willis's email. That Bruce then sent him after he'd left town and say, "No, I won't be a stooge of the right wing anymore. I'm awake now." You know, the same folks that killed Kennedy are the ones that are involved running things today, and now he shattered the left-right paradigm. People didn't believe me, and then 3 months later he was in Vanity Fair saying the same thing. We know Keanu Reeves is awake. I'm in a film with him, consulted on Scanner Darkly. He was awake back in 2005 when we shot the film. But Keanu is very, very private. Woody Harrelson knows what's going on with 9/11 Truth. I'll just leave it at that. And other Hollywood people, even bigger than them, know, but they don't have the courage that Charlie Sheen does, as much as I like him. They don't have the courage. The real diehard is Charlie Sheen. The real diehard is Charlie Sheen. He's the real guy out there doing it, putting it all on the line. You have no idea. You think the White House on record, New York Times, a year and a half after I told you about it, I just could only tell you vagaries. I said, yeah, Mark Cuban was threatened. I can't, you know, and those were private meetings, and that's all I can say. And then it came out the White House had the a senior member, this is in the New York Times. Like, let's tell Watson to email us that. I forget the headline. I want to read that later. Call up Mark Cuban and email him and say, you son of a bitch, you better not do anything with 9/11 Truth in that film. We're coming after you. And then they indicted him a year later. And then he used that email and that phone call in court to shut down that fake prosecution. You think this is a game we're playing here, ladies and gentlemen? It's one thing to sit there and talk the talk, ladies and gentlemen, but we walk the walk here. And all glory goes to the creator of the universe. And I ask for a hedge of protection to be put up around myself, Charlie, and everybody else involved in this fight. Because I don't even want to get into the latest stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. Yes, they've been listening to our phones. Yes, they were aware of it. Yes, they let us know they were aware of it. But we bit the bullet. We gave them the whole nine yards. Whole nine yards, that was the 26, 27 feet, whatever it was, and a B-17. The machine gun belts was 9 yards. Nothing to do with football, that terminology. Given something the whole 9 yards was like when they'd come back from a big battle, they'd say, yeah, we gave them the whole 9 yards. Well, we're giving them the whole 9 yards. The whole thing. And it's up to you how big this gets right now. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. And Charlie Sheen is asking Hollywood people, people he talks to. I mean, I've talked to so many folks in Hollywood. They all know 9/11 is an inside job. They all call me or pat me on the back, you know, just scores of people. And I talk to other people in Hollywood, and they say, oh, yeah, everybody knows about it. And neighbors in Charlie's Hollywood, Beverly Hills gated community come up to him in his yard and say, you know, great job, you got a lot of courage, but they don't have the courage. If we all stand up, you know the quote from Ants. In fact, John Harmon, you have that in the computer, don't you, that quote from Ants, where the grasshoppers are sitting there with their bellies pooched out with big piles of grain, and they say, why don't we just stay here? There's plenty of food here. Why are we going back to beat up those ants? You know, we don't need them as slaves. And the head grasshopper says, because those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever... And if they ever figure out that they can stand up against us, then our way of living is over. And that's exactly what happened. So Charlie Sheen is the first big, huge A-level star, top TV show, top films, you know, in the new Wall Street coming out, all of it, to do this. When Oliver Stone is putting out 9/11 whitewash pieces, and I'm not trying to be mean to Oliver Stone, but just give me a break, making films about how great Chavez is. Give me a break. Give me a break. All that controlled leftist stuff, that's not rebellion against tyranny. Charlie Sheen's the bona fide. He's the real deal. He's the real McCoy. He's the guy. You know, have $100 million out there at risk and throw it all on the table. Yeah, let's see you do that. Charlie Sheen is one of the few real people in a true power position that isn't a sellout that I've ever met in my life. I was never to sell out from the beginning, but I was a nobody, and I clawed my way up to be able to get the little bit of attention we're able to get to expose the globalists and stand right in the face of the New World Order. David versus Goliath. Who's with me? Who's standing with me? And if they take me out, who's going to take my place? Who's going to stand beside me? There's a reason the Southern Poverty Law Center attacks me, number one. There's a reason the George Soros-funded Media Matters and Daily Costs and Think Progress and Alternet attack me every day. Because they know I'm for real, and they know we're taking the globalist on, and they know we're having a big effect on them. And in your gut, you know that we're on the front lines, and you know we've got a good chance of bringing these people down if we believe in victory. And if we realize the power we have, look at how we're shooting down their global carbon tax takeover, their socialist health care takeover. Look how we're exposing their flu fraud. Look how we're exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Look how we're going after them boldly. Going in through and beyond with the shield of truth and the sword of love. And honor and everything that's good. Charlie Sheen, from the bottom of my heart, my friend, I love you. And I appreciate you and everything you've done. Everybody, here's your chance. You asked for him to stand up. He did it. He stood up again in an even bigger way, an even more bold way, in a more flamboyant way. It's now your chance to stand with him. He's asking for your help. I'm asking for your help. Read his 20 Minutes with the President at PrisonPlanet.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over we're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is the front lines of the info war. The front lines in the fight for liberty against dehumanization and enslavement. What I'm going to do is I'm going to air part of the Charlie Sheen interview, one of the interviews we have. Coming up live as well at the 8 after when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I promise that's when I'm going to go ahead and get to it. And I'm going to read 20 minutes with the president on air. That's what this is all about. And the sites are running a little bit better. They've been up and down the last 2 hours. at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. John, play that ants clip one more time for people.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1.
And then it goes on to say in a longer clip that it's not about food, it's about power. It's about domination, it's about control. "20 Minutes with the President," written to ensure it gets on the desk of President Barack Obama, and written as a blueprint for the key questions and the answers and the proof that 6 of the 10 9/11 whitewash commissioners appointed by Bush coming out saying it was a total takeover and a lie. Think about the magnitude. Reading from 20 Minutes with the President, Charlie Sheen. On pages 2 and 3, sir, speaking in the letter, are the statements as well from Commission Co-Chairman Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, Commissioners Bob Kerry, Timothy Romer, and John Lehman, as well as the statements of Commissioner Max Cleland from Georgia, who resigned, stating, "It's a national scandal. This investigation is now compromised. One of these days, we will have to get the full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America, but this White House wants to cover it up." He also described President Bush's desire to delay the process and not damage the 2004 re-election bid. They suspected deception to the point where they considered referring the matter. This is from the Washington Post. They suspected deception to the point where they considered referring the matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. "Mr. President, this information alone is unequivocal grounds for a new investigation." And Charlie originally got the idea from an article in the Washington Post written as if his father had interviewed President Obama. I forget the name of that article. I need to pull that up. Because this way it puts it all in context, and the lazy public that won't read some 20-page document with a bunch of links to documents will now read this and now look at it. This was the best way to get massive attention to it, and for Charlie to then publicly say, "Hey, I wrote this basically the way I think this meeting would go and a way to present my evidence to the president. And now I want to meet with you, President." But regardless, this is meant to reinvigorate and expand the debate about false flag terrorism. And that is exactly what's happening. I mean, it's not kooky or crazy to read the quotes of 6 of the 10 members and 2 of the 5 council members, the lawyers, coming out saying it was a complete lie, a complete fraud, a disgrace, that the Pentagon was lying to them, that they wanted to refer to the Justice Department for criminal investigation of perjury and a cover-up, but that they knew that Bush with Ashcroft and then later Mukasey controlled it. Think about the magnitude of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is a silver bullet against the New World Order and the peaceful info war. Use it! And this is only the beginning. In the fullness of the next week and into the next month, there's going to be daily developments in our plan to bring down the 9/11 fable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.